I'd like to discuss with you tonight no Saint Tam Lefgam, especially with regard to Basa B'chol.
Should we get Kuf Gimel or Tarovas?
Kuf Gimel is good to have. Gemara Vodazora. I tried to photocopy a few, but I had some trouble with the photocopy machine. There is actually one copy that I did succeed in making. I don't know where it is. I think I left it with David. Maybe you could find. Okay then. So here it's on page Resh Pei Vav, and in the Masechta it's on Dav Samach Zayin. Amud Beis. So we're going to work a little backwards. I want to start with a few points in the Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to talk a little about Chametz B'Pesach and whether there's a din of Nosein Tam Lefgam Mutter in Chametz B'Pesach. It's Machlok Simchav Ramah in Arachayim. But let's talk for a moment about Hilchas Taroves. Kol davar shetamu pagum eino oser tarovoso. He says that if in a taroves you have something that has a tam pagum, it doesn't generate an iser in the taroves. Fine. And then he goes on to tell us that this pagam, in the, that it's pogame the taroves, eino tzarech sheyifkom legamri ad sheyehei kotz liochlo. In other words, the pagam that is generated now in the taroves is not enough to make it inedible. It's, you know, it's not fit for human consumption. Kotz liochlo elafilu pogame ktsatz. And we'll see this explicit in Rashi and Avodah Zarah, that even if the pagam is only limited, nevertheless, eino oser taruvoso, doesn't generate an iser in the taruvos. Now, he quotes the Rashba at this point, and the Rashba I have here in front, yesh misha omer dahainu dafka kshinis arev isur muot im heter meruba. It means you have rov heter, and then if the davar shetamo pogum gets mixed up in the taroves and there's rov heter, then we could be matir. And he goes on to say that there's a second shita, which is the shita of the Ran, that the Ran holds that you don't need rov at all if it's tam pogum and it's pogum the taroves, even the miktsas. Then everything is mutter. Now, in order to understand this machlokas here between the Rashba and the Ran, which in Mitzvah Shem we'll see inside, about whether, again, just to summarize, if you have a tarovas of a dovra osur, which is got a tam pogum and it's pogame the tarovas b'miksas, whether or not you need rov or everything is mutter even without rov. We'll go back to the Gemara in Zvachim. Excuse me, in Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis has a drasha from the Parsha of Nevela. In the Parsha of Nevela, it says that Lo Sochel Kol Nevela Ger Asher B'Sharechet Titnena V'Achla. And the Gemara darshins Nevela Haruya Leger Asura Nevela Muteris. That why did the Torah go out its way to tell us what do you do with a nevela? You give it to a ger toshav and he'll eat it. To tell you that the nevela that's osur to Yisrael is the same nevela that you could feed to a ger toshav and he will eat it. But if the nevela is such that you wouldn't eat it because it's nisracha, which means it's already nifsal miachilas adam, then it's mutar. And here the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, machlokas tanoim. According to Rabbi Shimon, any nevela that decomposes, and now it's eino roi lachilas adam, it's just repulsive for our eating, is mutter. at least on a Doraisa level. And Rav Meir says no. The only time that it's mutter and it's nevela sheina rutzo ger is only if it's nisrcha meikara, which means even before the animal died, it was already nisrcha. Let's say the animal had various ailments and skin diseases or whatever, it was already repulsive. So in the moment it became a nevela, it was already eina ru'uyla ger. But if you have something which was meikara ru'uyla ger, at the time it became a nevela, the animal died, and then later on it decomposes, according to Rav Meir, it's asr. As if to say, once it became asr, then it remains asr. Let's focus for a moment on Rabbi Shimon, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah makes a very interesting jump from Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says that just like Rabbi Shimon holds that a nevela she'en ru'i l'ger is muteres, even though meikara it was ru'i l'ger, but now it's ain ru'i l'ger, it means that if the tam is such that it's repulsive and it's impossible for a human being to eat it, then it's mutter. So the Gemara now makes a jump and says that if you have a taroves of a davar shep taimo pagum, then it doesn't generate an iser, even though this iser is mixed up together with the other pieces of heter, nevertheless it doesn't generate any iser. And the reason for that is because it's ein ru'i l'ger, so to speak. Now, obviously, we're not talking about ein ru'i l'ger, because the Gemara equates this and brings a raya from a kederah she'ein bas yoma. Now, obviously, if you cooked nevela yesterday, and today, 24 hours later, you cook basa shchuta, the basa shchuta is not eino ru'uy l'achilas adam. You know, it's not, we do it all the time, right? We take a kedeir that we cooked in yesterday, we cook it in today, we're not going to say that it's nifsal mi'achilas adam. So the Rishonim here want to understand exactly what is the Gemara's analogy here between the nevela she'en ru'uy l'ger and a kedeir she'en bas yoma, and for that matter, tarovis of a dover also that taimo is pogum. We're not going to say that in the case of a tarovis of an east that's taimo pogum, that it's pogam the kedeira of the tavshil in such a way that you can't eat it. As we saw already in the Mechaber says it's only pogum b'miktas. And certainly in the case of a keder shein bas yoma, we're not going to say that it's a no saint tam lefgam means that it's ainu ruil achilas adam. So what exactly is this equation in the Gemara? So here's where the Rashba has his approach and the Ran his. So we'll start with the Rashba. I don't know, do you have that one copy by any chance that we made? It's on a larger sheet, maybe at least, you know, if you want to follow a little bit inside. And he writes, Dvarim ha-pogmim enon osrin taruvasan. So he says that you have a dover ha-pogem and it's osur and it gets mixed up in a taroves. Afilu nimchay gufo shel isur. In other words, you have a dover osur that completely dispersed, it spread throughout the tavshil of heter, is nevertheless its mutter. Ketzad, and now he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara says, "Zaklal kol shehu bana also b'no saint tam also." In other words, you get hanor from the fact that this iser is no saint tam, and therefore the as is the kibir. But kol she'ein b'hana osa b'no sein tam, if the tam is pogam, so he doesn't get any benefit by mixing this tam iser together with the taroves, then it's mutter. And he quotes here the Gemara of Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says that if the tam is a tam pogum, then it's mutter. The Gemara asks, how did Rabbi Meir know that it's still osur? And gomar migi'ule goyim, okay, we're not going to get into that. And then the Gemara asks Rabbi Shimon Maitaima, why does he say that if the tam is pogam the tarovis, therefore it's mutter? This sanya lo sochlu kol nevela, and then lager shev b'sherechet tenen nevela ruil lager kriya nevela she'ena ruil lager ena kriya nevela. And Rabbi Meir uses that pasuk for the case of Sarach Meikara, so that already at the time it became a nevela, it was already srucha, it was already unedible. But if it was edible at the time it became a nevela, and then subsequently it became misrach, then it's asur. For Rabbi Shimon, srucha meikara lo tzricha, we don't need a pasuk to exclude srucha meikara, because that's like afra di alma. That's already, it doesn't even have a substance, it's nothing. The chiddush of the Torah is that even though meikara it was ru'uya leger, but now it became srucha, it's mutter. The kaimalon ki Rav Shimon, the Rashba paskins like Rav Shimon, and he has a proof that we paskin like Rav Shimon. Then in the next paragraph, the Rashba says pagam zesha amru, when we're paskining like Rav Shimon, that if the tarobus of Iser into the tabshil of heter is a davar also that's pogum, that's pogem. Lo she pogim legamri ad she'eno necha machmas pagam zeh. In other words, it's not equal to the nevela she'eno ru'uya leger, which means that it's inedible, it's not fit for human consumption. El afilu pogim ksas. As we said before, the davar ha'mutar is not going to get any benefit from the mixture of the davar asur, because if anything, there's only a pagam, there's no shvach whatsoever. But again, this pagam is a very limited pagam, it's pagam ksas. We'll see that Rashi in Avodah Zarah spells this out beautifully. And he says, "Va'afilu hachi," and so too, we're going to have a chiddush that if you have a kederah she'ena basiyoma, which is only pogemes ma'at, nevertheless, even though it's only a limited pegima, it's eno seres. So when you cook in a kederah she'ena basiyoma, it doesn't generate any iser. That we're familiar with from Shulchan Aruch already in Hilchos Basar B'cholov. Now, the chiddush here is that even if you have a piece of Iser that fell into this tarobes, if that Iser is pogem, then even though it's only pogem b'miktas, we're going to paskin like Rav Shimon, and you can be matir. So now the Rashba asks the obvious question, how did the Gemara jump to that conclusion based on the Veilu Shein Arui Leger? V'im Tomer, says the Rashba, V'alo nosim tam lefgam, not Veilu Gamrinan leh. The entire din, this yisod of Rav Shimon, that since the Iser is no same tam lifgam, therefore it doesn't ask of the kederu, we're going to derive that from the vela. Hasam, here in the case of the vela ruyel ger shma nevela. But if it's not ruyel ger, then it's not called a nevela. Here we're not saying that it's not a davar asur; it's definitely a davar asur. It's not nisrach legamri, such as not edible. You can't call it ein ru'uya leger, so it's definitely included in the Issur Nevela. So you have a Nevela here, which has begun to undergo some sort of process in which it became pogu, but it's only pogu b'miktas, and it's pogeng the kedera. That's not ein ru'uya leger. How can you derive a conclusion that that doesn't generate an Issur from the case of the Nevela, which is ein ru'uya leger, that's not lo shmei Nevela? Lo kasha. The hasam hainu latira b'fnei atzma. In other words, you have the original be'en, it's nevela, and you want to be matirit. Hilchach, if you want to be matirit, you want to transform it into afar, then ad mifkum legamre. In other words, me'achilas ger, it's excluded completely from the achilas adam. And up until that point, it's still asura, but now it fell into a tarobes, and it's not nifkum legamre. Tarovis, in other words, the only reason why this Iser in the Tarovis is going to generate an Iser in the rest of the Tavshil is because it's no Saint Tam. The Kevan should no Saint Tam Lifgam, even though the Nesinas Tam Lifgam, the Pgam element is very limited, is Mutter. Why? Because if the whole Iser here is because it's giving Tam, that Tam has to be a Tam Lishvach. And if it's a Tam Lifgam, then it doesn't generate an Iser. Ad kan hakofa aleph. Now the Rashba goes on. He says, but dafka, when could we be matir according to Rav Shimon? An Iser that fell into a tarobus, and the Iser is nifkam tamo, and it's pogem the tarobus. That's only dafka kshinis arev Iser ma'at l'toch heta meruba. So you have rov. Aval Iser meruba l'toch heta muat. He says, in such a case, we're not going to apply the principle of no sin tam lifgam mutter. And therefore, everything is awesome. Wow. Now, if you take a look in the Ran is in the on the riff in the sugya of Avodah Zarah. The Ran also approaches this sugya of Nosing Tam Lifgam from the same perspective, but he comes to an entirely different conclusion. So this you'll see on Lamed Beis Amud Beis in the Ran. Okay, that's on your right side. And he says that if the Iser has a Tam and the Tam is Pogem, the Tav Shil, so he says that's Mutter. And he quotes the sugya of Nosein Tam Lifgam, and he says Revadai She'enem Nifsolam Me'achilas Adam on the third line down. Right, we're not talking about a case where the pagam is so severe and so profound that it's Nifsal Me'achilas Adam. And he says Alma Kol Ika Kol De Ika Purta. He's quoting Rashi now. Pagam Purta is Shari. It's Mutter. Now he asks the same kasha that the Rashba asks. Where do you derive this halach of Nosein Tam Lifgam from? You derive it from the Vela. V'yafagav de Nosein Tam Lifgam mina Vela Gamrilei. And if it's Ru'il Ager, meaning it's edible, again, it might not be a great taste, you know, the Vela has begun to decompose and it's not what we call Gishmak, but nevertheless, it's still Ru'il Ager. And it has, therefore, the status of the Vela. And here we're talking about Nosein Tam Lifgam, where it creates some sort of a limited pagam in the tavshil, in the tarovis. So in the case of nevela, we're going to say that it has to be nifgam to the point in which it's ain't real ager. But in tarovis, we're going to say that even though it's real ager, but nevertheless it generates a tam pogum in the tarovis, therefore it's mutter. And he says, "Well, Issa Tarovis, this is not like the original Nevela, but rather we're talking about whether or not this Nevela would generate an Issa in the Tavshil of Basa Shchuta. It's not Asur unto itself, except because it's generating a Tam in the rest of the Tavshil. That's what a Tarovis is all about. Is therefore." The logic here is very similar to what we saw in the Rashba. Kol shetaimo pogem es atavshil, even ktsas, mutter. Because that's not considered nosing tam. Nosing tam means it gives a tam l'shvach and enhances the tavshil. But here, on the contrary, it's detrimental to the tavshil. And therefore, since it's pogem, that's not called an asinas tam. Now, at this point, we have to ask, well, what do we have in front of us? We have a davar asur, which is pogum, tamo pogum. It's going to be pogum in the tavshil when it's mixed in the taroves. And it's not going to generate an isa in the taroves, that's clear. But we have to ask the question, what's the deal, what's the status of the davar asur? So as we saw in the Rashba, the Dover Osir in and of itself is Osir. How do I know that the Rashba holds that Dover Osir, even though it's Taimo Pogum, is still Osir? Because the Rashba requires what? Nobody's following me. Am I talking to the walls? Again, let's start again with the Rashba. The Rashba says in his breakthrough, which you'll see over here, on this side of the page, take a look at this paragraph. Right, after he said pagam zel lo nifgam legamre, and he differentiates between tam in a tarovis and the case of the original nevela, which is be'en, then he says vidafka. Take a look at this paragraph vidafka, so you know what I'm talking about. Because otherwise, if you don't have vidafka, then what?
The heter's
rov. Right, it's only if the heter's rov. What principle is he applying? Bittel, correct. Now bittel is only applicable when you have something that's a davar asur. So if you take a look at the Ran asks the question, well, what's the status of this Dovar that fell into the Tarovis that has a Tam Pogum? What's the deal with the Tam itself? What is the status of that Tam? And he says, even though it's Ru'il Ager, but nevertheless, that Tam is only also because it gives a Tam L'Shvach to the Tavshil, and here it's not able to give the Tam L'Shvach to the Tavshil. But it's still a Dover Osir, is it not? So the Ran says no. The Ran says that Kevon shenifka ktsas, once it's pogum, he says the status of this davar sheyesh lo tam has changed completely. And therefore he says that if this davar also that has a tam that's pogum falls into a taroves, then the whole taroves is mutter. And he says you don't even need rov. Then at the end of this paragraph he quotes the Rashba, and he says that kol shehet merubah min ha'isur, then we could be matir the taroves. But if there's rov isur, then everything is asur because we don't have bitul berov. And he says we ain't daiti nocha beheter zeh. He says I don't agree with the Rashba. So let's just summarize. The machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran is a very fundamental machlokes with far-reaching halachic repercussions. What's the status of a dover also that falls into a taroves and its tam is pogum? And it's pogem the kedera, the taroves b'miktas. The Rashba says what you have in front of you is a dover asur that's in a taroves. However, the Isur in generating the Tarovus because of the Tam, and now the Tam is the Tam Lifgam. So it's not going to generate an Isur in the Tarovus. But wait a second. What's in this Tarovus, according to the Rashba?
Yes.
A Dover Asur. So if it's a Dover Asur, you need to be Mavatalif. Now, what's the deal with a Dover Asur that falls in Tarovus but can't give Tam?
So it could be like Yavish.
Excellent. This is a mixture of Yavish be Yavish. Let's call it Min Bimino, just to make sure we don't get into the Rabbanans here. So we have min b'mino, yavish b'yavish, and it's batu b'rov. Why? Because the davar asur in a taroves, but it doesn't give tam. So the Rashba therefore takes that paradigm and he compares it to nosin tam lufgam. Nosin tam lufgam is likewise a davar asur, which cannot give tam to the rest of the tavshil because it's a tam pogum, and the Torah doesn't recognize the tam pogum. And therefore the Tarovus is going to be mutter, but there's still a Dover Asur in the Tarovus. And just like in the case of, as you say very well, of Yavish B'Yavish, I need Bittel because of the Dover Asur that's Bittel Barov that's mixed into this Tarovus. So too here, since I have a Dover Asur according to the Rashba, I need Rov in order to apply the Din of Bittel, even though it's not going to give Tam to the rest of the right, so there are two dinim of bittul. There's one dinim of bittul of shishim, which means that if there's nesinus tam, I have to mevatel that tam. And then we have another dinim of bittul, which is based on rov. And that dinim of bittul applies when there's no nesinus tam, but there's a mixture of iser and heter, in a way that it doesn't give tam. And the Rashba says the perfect equation here, or analogy to the case of yavish b'yavish, would be nosin tam lufgam. That since it's pogim the Tarovus, it cannot give a tam that would generate an Isur in the Tarovus, but nevertheless the Isur itself still remains awesome.
Can you explain that?
And therefore you need bitter.
Can you explain that? I understand. If I ate this Isur by itself, it wouldn't be Isur. But if I put in Tarovus all of a sudden, then it's Nechshav Isur, then I need a bit of Chad and Drek.
No, he's saying the following, that what the Gemara is deriving from Rav Shimon in a tam pogum is that just like in the Velo She'en Ru'il Ager, it's not the same, and there we go very extreme, that if it's Ein Ru'il Achilus Adam, therefore it's Mutter, what we're going to say about a Dover Asur that has a Tam Pogum is that even though it remains Asur, it cannot Asur the Kedera.
Why is it remaining Asur? Like,
because it's still Ru'il Achilus Adam.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that part. I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't emphasize.
No, it's fine. So it's right at the side.
Right, so you have the following two cases. You have something that's Sruchel Agamre, that's called the Velo She'en Ru'il Ager. And in that case, everybody agrees, according to Rav Shimon, that it's Mutal Agamre.
Right.
At least out of the Raisa a little. Kubi the Rabbanon will go a step further, require Nifsal Mechilis Kelev. But on the Raisa level, once it's Ein Ru'il Ager, then it's Mutal. Comes along the Gemara in Avodazara Samach Zayin Amit Beis, and now adds another piece to the equation. And if you have an Isa that's a Tam Pogum, what it means it's still Ru'uya Lager, so it's still edible, but the Tam is Pogum, then it's Mutter. So what does it mean it's Mutter? So the Rashba says, you can't take this Gemara kipshuta, that it's mutter itself, it's a davra asur. What the Gemara means that saying it's mutter means that since it's going to be pogame the tarovis, it means in a tarovis, the tarovis is not benefiting in any way from this cooking of the davra asur in the davra mutter, and there's no benefit because it's a tav lifgam, and it doesn't matter how bad the pagam is, it's at least a pagam b'miktas. So in such a case, the Gemara is saying that this davar also cannot generate an Isur in a tarovis. You know, if I put a potato that's Asur midin, I don't know what, midin neder, and I would mix it with other potatoes, so that potato that's Asur cannot generate a tam into the other potatoes, because everything is dry and cold. So too here, when the Torah says that a mixture in a bishul situation of Nesinas Tam generates an from the Isur to Nesinas Tam to the Heter, that's only if there's some benefit from that mixture in which the Nesinas Tam is L'shvach. But if it's L'fgam, then it doesn't have that status of a Tama Oser. And that's all the Gemara meant. So we're going to sort of like in a wide equation here. We're going to borrow from the Velus and Tzrichala and Arila Ger the concept that a person has to benefit. If you eat in the Velus and Arila Ger, you get no benefit from. All you get is tummy aches. Mm-hmm. And here too, if you take a Dover on Nifgam and you mix it into Tarovis, the Tarovis gets no benefit from the Dover also. Why? Because it's already got a Tam Pogum. But as far as the Dover also itself is concerned. Like, for example, let's say you cook nevela in a pot. So if you can isolate the tam that's in the pot, then that tam is a tam also. Why? Because it's a tam of nevela. Now, if you cook in that pot after 24 hours, that tam that's nevela could not generate an isur in a tarovis because it's a tam hapogen and not a tam hamashbia. If you ask me, according to Rashi, if I could isolate the tam itself, obviously the tam is abstract, but if I could, that would be asur. Now, if I have a piece of nevela that has begun to rot, but it's not totally rotten, so in that case, it's a dovra asur, but it's mixed in the tarovus. It can't generate an isur because the heter doesn't benefit at all from this tavshil, from this mixture. And therefore, as we said before, what you have is isur that's eno no seng tam bitarovus. And an Isur she'ena no seng tam b'tarovus, says Rashba, is batul b'rov. Comes along the Ran and he says, no, the Gemara was going much further than that. The Gemara was saying that this tamah Isur is mutar mitzad atzmo. In other words, we're not saying that the tamah Isur is asur, but it doesn't give tam to something else, but the tamah Isur is nepach lios heter. Why? Because it's similar to nevela she'ena ruli l'ger. In other words, what the Ran is trying to do is he's trying to maintain this analogy of the Gemara between Nevela Shena Rui Liger and a Dover Asur that has a Tam Pogum. And he wants to say that in the case of a Dover Asur Shena Tam Pogum, if it's mixed up in a Taroves, then just like in Nevela Shena Rui Liger, it's Mutta, the Nevela is Mutta here, in this Taroves, the Nevela Shena Rui Liger is Mutta, even though it's Rui Liger. But why is it considered like in a real Liger? Because it's Pogum and it's Pogum the Kedera. So the Ran sees a Gevaldik Chiddush here, that in this equation of the Gemara, you don't need Rov anymore. Why? Because you're talking about a Tam that is Mutter Mitzad Atzmo. That's the Shita of the Ran. Okay. Let's try to understand what might be the additional Nafkeminas between the Ran and the Rashba. The first Nafkini is obvious, that's head on, that's him, it's the Lehedja, whether or not you need Rov in the Heter against the Isur. But here's another Nafkimina. What's going to be with regard to Chametz for Pesach? Let's say I have no Saint Tam Lefgam of Chametz. Now the halacha is that Chametz is also B'mashahu. There's no Din of Bittul on Chametz. For whatever reason, we'll call it Dovah Shesh Matim, whatever the various reasons are, Tzadi Sukkarets, whatever. So what would be in the case of Chametz that fell into Tarovus of Matzah on Pesach, and the tam of the Chametz is a tam pogum, so it's an old spoiled piece of bread, and it's certainly pogam the matzah that's being cooked or whatever you're cooking in the pot. So what's going to be the din as far as chametz is concerned? Now in chametz, which is also b'mashu, there's no din of what? A bittel, right? There's no din of bittel in chametz for Pesach. No matter how much you have, one piece of chametz against 1,000 pieces of matzah. According to the Rashba, who says that tam pogum is mutter in the tarovus, me din what? Me din rov, me din bittel. That's not going to help me in chametz for Pesach. But if you hold like the Ran, that the Ran is saying that the tam pogum converts the Isur to Heter and it becomes a Dora Mutu Mitzad Atzmo, then I don't need to come on to Bittul. In other words, the Chometz itself is Mutter because its Tam is a Tam Pogu. And therefore, even though there's no Din of Bittul in Chometz, nevertheless it'll be Mutter. So if you can hold this for a moment, if you don't mind, just I have no place to put it. Do we have a Shulchan Aruch or a Chaim floating around that I could show you for? If you could open up, let me just see. Which siman? I think it's Kuf Nun. I'm sorry. Tuf Mem Zayin.
Okay, you want Mishnah Berurah? Do you want?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, we need the Mechaber, the Ramah, and I think the Mishnah Berurah also makes this comment. And that is in Tuf Mem Zayin Sif Yud. And see what he says about Nosing Tam Lefgam in Chametz. If I'm not mistaken, the Mechaber is Matir, and the Ramah says it's also. Let's see if I'm right. For the Mishnah Berurah, no say tam lefgam, says the Mechaber, mutter gam bepesach. Now, how can he tell me that no say tam lefgam is mutter bepesach when there's no din of bittul on Pesach? Pesach chametz Pesach is also Ramash. The answer is he doesn't need bittul. Yeah. Who's he paskening like? Like the Ran. And the Ramah says that it's totally minhagim. But Yesh Machmirim, the Chain Nogim to Elu Amadinus, right here in Varsha, where we're Machmir. And wherever there's a minute to be Machmir, he says, then Afilu B'Mashu, V'Nosei Tam Lefgam, also. So you have a combination of Mashu and Nosei Tam Lefgam, and everything is also. It must mean that the Rabbah is passing like whom?
Rashba.
Like the Rashba. The Rashba holds that Nosei Tam Lefgam requires Bittul Barov. And there's no din of bittul barov in chametz and pesach because it's also b'mashu. If you have a chance, somebody could do me a favor, check out the Mishnah Berurah. And I'm pretty sure that's what you'll find. Oh. Now I want to talk to you about another nafkamina, perhaps. What would you say about the following? I'm going to give you a beispiel. Right. Give you
Mishnah Berurah says, like, since the time is pagum, paka isur legamrei.
Oh, because he's holding like the Ran. He's explaining the Mechaber, am I right? So you don't need bittul. Okay. And therefore could be mutter even in chametz. Okay. Let me ask you a question here. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to picture, give you a vision of what I have in mind. You and I know that every food has a shelf life to it, right? So very often it says on the package, you know, expiration date. So for example, I drink goat's milk. In goat's milk, the expiration date is critical. In regular cow's milk, you can go even a week beyond the expiration date, but not when it comes to goat's milk. You know, you should get, if you ever want to drink goat's milk, it's supposed to be good for the system, make sure you're a week before the expiration date. Anyway, that was just a milsa de medichusa. But I meant it seriously, but not, it's not relevant to us. So what I'm saying is the following. Imagine I could sell you one of two things. You have to decide what you want to buy. One thing is the expiration date passed. However, I'm going to sell you at a slash price a massive volume of that food that the expiration date's passed. Again, you're not going to die if you eat the food or drink the milk. It's not ain't a royal achilas adam. And the other possibility is that I'm going to sell you something within the period of time. In other words, it's mamish l'shva, but I'm going to sell it to you at that price with a very small volume. Why am I giving you this mashal? Because the nimshal is what would be if you had a kamus of iser in the tarovis, in the case of nosing tam lefgam, which would more than offset the pagam b'miktsas, this miktsas pagam that we're talking about. In other words, the Ran is saying the following. The Ran is saying that when you mix this Isur with the Heta, you have to ask yourself, are you enjoying any benefit from this Isur? And the answer is that since it's pogame the tam of the heter, you get no hanah from it. If you again, we didn't read the whole Ran inside, but if you get a chance to read the Ran, he puts the emphasis on hanah. So basically what he's saying is that then when this nosing tam of gam is mixed into tarovas of heter and you cook it all together, you have no benefit from the nosing tam lufgam. On the contrary, if it has any impact, it's lufgam, not lushvach. And therefore it's mutter. And the Ram wants to say that it's mutter bifnei atzmo. But what happens if as a result of the volume, the great volume of Isur, you get a benefit when it's mixed with the heter, because the heter is a dover muot and the iser is rov, which again, according to the Ran himself, I don't care one way or the other, because the Ran says since it's mutter mitzad atzmo no sintam of gam, I don't need bit of a rov. But what happens if I get to the point where the kamus of the iser is so great that he gets a benefit from the tosefes kamus, which offsets, so to speak, the detrimental effect of tam lufgam? So if you ask him at the end of the day, as a result of this bishul, did he lose or did he gain in terms of dollars and cents, you may come to the conclusion that despite the fact that it's a nosing tam lufgam situation, he gained something.
The Ran
says it. Yeah, if you give me back the Ran, I'll read to you the paragraph of the Ran. I just wanted to introduce it logically. And then if you see it inside, he says the following. He says, okay, haheter nifgam ktsas mina isur, nimtza comes out shezesha ochlo eino nene mina isur. Elav it's tyrol. You know, it's tyrol's potter from sukkah, right? He said hilchok shari. In other words, he reduces the whole issue of nosin tam lifgam in the tarobes to the question of whether he benefits or he doesn't benefit. Is he happy or is he sad? And then he goes on to say lefizek karov ani lomar. You know, the Ran is not totally convinced of this because, again, the Tam is still a Tam Pogum, but he says, in Higdil Ha'isr Midasa means its volume, Shal Heter, Achu Mashbiach Yoser, I think what he means is that it'd be worth more on the market now, even though it's no Saint Tam Lefgam, because he has Godel Midasa. Mimashu Pogim, the Hefse Tam, if you compare that in the scale to the Hefse that he gets from the Tam Pogum, it turns out that he gets more benefit from this Tam than he loses from the Tam. Why? Because the Tam has a Kamus which adds so much that it enhances the Heter because of the total volume of this mixture. Now, if you ask me what would the Rashba say about this, I would suggest that according to Rashba be mutter. Why? Because the Rashba holds it all depends upon rov. So let's say, for example, you have 59 heter, and let's say you had 51 heter and 50 isur, or 50 and 49, whatever numbers you want to say, then even though it adds a massive amount of volume, but nevertheless you still have bit of a rov. So according to the Rashba, fakeret, it comes out that the Rashba be mekil where the Ran is machmir. And as we said before, that it was the Rashba who was the machmir because he requires bittul. And we said that according to the Rashba, chametz bepesach and nosin tam lefgam be osur, and that's the chum of the Ramah. And Adarab, according to the Ran, we said that you don't need bittul. And even if it would be rov iser, but the iser is nosin tam lefgam, the whole taruvus is mutter, and therefore in chametz bepesach, since the nosing tam of gam is heter bitzad atzmo, therefore you don't need bittul, therefore would be mutter even in chametz. But here, I think pumfaker. Here, it's going to come out that the Rashba is the machmir. Why? I'm sorry. That the Rashba is the maker. I meant to say why? Because the Rashba simply makes it into a calculation of bittul, and he says that in the case where the tam doesn't generate a tam lishvach, then we apply the principle of bittul. So it doesn't make a difference how much of a kamus you would add here, 49 to 51, of Isur. But the Ran is holding that you want to convert a Nosein Tam Lufgam from Isur into Heter, and to be Mahapech the Isur to Heter, you have to ask yourself whether or not it adds something into the Taromis. And the answer is, if it adds Kamus, the Ran thinks it should be awesome.
Why should the Ran not also agree to that? Means that even though he holds that he could be mishapich to Heter, right. Let's say he didn't succeed in doing that, so why can't he also agree to the Rashba that it should at least be Batal Ruach?
No, the Ran holds that Nosin Tam Lefgam, since the Gemara equates it with the Vela Ruy Leger, is Mutavitzad Atzma.
Right.
Always. But, you know, it doesn't matter if Rov or Mir.
Right, meaning maybe even in the case where...
Oh, of Gidul Mida? You're saying that he should be Mater in the case of Gidul Mida?
Right, so meaning that even if he didn't get to the level where it's Nesapich Lehetir because you have something from it, but maybe it should at least be Shalisi Batal Ruy.
I don't think it should be Batal Ruy. Maybe it should be Batal Shishim. I'll tell you why. Because now it's Nosin Tam Leshvach. Why? Because according to the Ran, Nosin Tam Lefgam and Nosin Tam Leshvach depends upon the whole impact on the Taromis. Is it positive or is it negative? Is it does it enhance the Taromis or is it detrimental to the Taromis? And that's going to determine whether or not it's...
In Loshon Zayin, from Tam is not going to enter from it being the Taromis. Therefore, the fact that he himself gives this example, and he says, I would be Machmir for it. He himself says it. He says, because it's just about being there, I Machmir that if you're going to be benefit from that which is Pogam, because it increases size, then I'll be Machmir.
By the way, I'm just curious, David, you saw the round beforehand or you saw it now?
I saw it only because I did it very vaguely from like.
Oh, okay. No, the reason I ask you, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, though. But I'm always curious to know when I bring certain Rishonim, whether you've seen these Rishonim or not. Because I don't know, your style is more Shulchan Aruch oriented, I think. Am I right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I never know, you know, if you saw the Rashba inside, you saw the Ran inside. But for sure you saw the Shach inside. So let's open up the Shach. The Shach is very fascinating here. The Shach says the following.
Is it really Shach?
This is the Shach in Kuf Gimel, and it's Sifkaton Tes. I'm sorry, Sifkaton Zayin. Okay? Now, to appreciate where the Shach is coming from, we have the following cases. We have Nosein Tam Lefgam, in which you started with a Nosein Tam Lifgam situation, and then something changed, and Lebasof it was Mashbiach. So maybe you added certain ingredients, whatever the case may be. So the Mechaber paskins that in such a case the Tarovis is also. Why? Because Lebasof it's Mashbiach. Correct? So you started with a Tam Pogum, and Lebasof it's Mashbiach. Now, this Machaber is based on the Rambam. I should really bring out the Rambam. If somebody has Machos Asurus, maybe we'll get a chance to look in the Rambam. But the original case in Shas is just the opposite. Where it started Shvach, right? It was a Tam HaMashbiach, and then later on, it became a Tam Pogum. The Rambam switches it around. He says, Hu Adin, if you started with a Tam that was Pogum, and then it became a Tam HaMashbiach afterwards. In both cases, the halacha of Nosein Tam Lefgam does not apply, and everything is awesome. So the Shach wants to know, if you started with a Tam Pogum, and you ended up with a Tam Leshvach, from what point in time did it become awesome? Zok the Shach, Pirish, Li Acher Sheshbiach, Avol Kodem Sheshbiach, Mutter. In other words, even though you know that this Tam Pogum with the Hemshech Hazman is going to become a Tam Lushvach, the Shach says, nevertheless, it's not Osir. When does it become Osir? Only when it becomes a Tam Lushvach. Now, let me try to understand this Shach. When we say that if it's Tchila B'shvach and then Sofa Pagam and Sofa Pagam it is Asur. So I think what we're saying is that this is not Nosein Tam Lefgam, right? Because it's a Nosein Tam Leshvach. Flip it around. if you have something that's no sin tam lifgam, but it was is osid lashbiach, he knows that with the hemshech hazman it's going to be mashbiach, then once again I would say that that's not no sin tam lifgam. Meaning, what I'm trying to convey is that the shiurim of no sin tam lifgam depends on mitchilos viad sofa. When is it considered no sin tam lifgam? That's only if mitchilos, so when it enters into the tarovus, and sofa, when it stays in the tarovus, it's a no sin tam lifgam situation. But if either it began with shvach or it ends with shvach, that's not called no sin tam lifgam. That would be the pashtus. If it's a shiurim in no sin tam lifgam, and you're trying to define whether the tam is a tam pogam or not, then when would you say, in a case of pgam v'yachkach shvach, it became awesome?
Is that the beginning? Or is that
it? From the beginning, for sure from the beginning. Well, we can't accept the shach. In other words, what I'm suggesting is, the shach had an alternative understanding of this din. If the din was, we try to evaluate whether it's a tam lifgam or not, then what we're saying is that if this tam is sofo, it's omeg liyos a tam l'shvach ha-mashbiach, then that's not a tam pogu. If that's not a tam pogu, then it should be awesome from the very moment that the tam pogu is mixed in the tarobas. From the fact that the shach says nein, it doesn't become awesome until it becomes a tam ha-mashbiach. Obviously, he's operating with a whole different understanding of this halacha. We're not talking about a shiurim in tam and trying to define it and classify it as either tam l'shvach or tam l'fgam, but we're talking about a different halacha. So what is this different halacha? Let's start with the simple case, before the Rambam, before the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, of t'chiloso b'shvach v'sofo l'fgam. Why is that awesome? At the end of the day, it's pogrom, and now it's a tam pogrom. Anybody know what I'm trying to push you towards? I don't know if you've discussed this or not. Bittul works with the tarovas. And those two concepts of tarovas and bittul go hand in hand. You can't separate between the two. That means that the moment that the status of a tarovas emerges, at that moment you apply bittul. But if at the moment that the tarovas emerged and it was created, there's no possibility of bittul.
Wait a second, there's osur already.
Correct. You can't talk about bittul on something that now exists because bittul applies to the tchilas atarovas. So again, let's go through the two cases and we'll try to see if the shach makes sense in this context. You started with the tam l'shvach. The tam l'shvach fell into the tarovas. It's not bottle. Then later on, subsequently, when you already have the tarovas, it became a tam pogum. Says the Rashba, based on the Shulchan Aruch, then in such a case, it's also. Why? Because even though the tam is now pogum, and therefore you should apply the principle of bittul, I can only apply the bittul b'tchilas atarovas. And since b'tchilas atarovas, it was mashbiach, there was no possibility of bittul, I can't apply bittul later. Now let's switch around the other way. It started as a tam pogum. No, if it started as a tampogum, what halacha can I apply now? I can apply bittul. So why is it asur when it's mashbiach afterwards? Again, you can't say that it's asur because this is a tam l'shvach situation from the get-go, because if that's a shiurim in tam l'fgam and tam l'shvach, then the Rashba should say that now it's asur from the tchila from the time that it was a tampogum, because that's not called a tam l'shvach. Look, tam pogum, it's a tam l'shvach. Ella, what the Rashba is operating with dine bittul. If the shach is operating with dine bittul, well, since it was tchilas o pogum, why can't I apply bittul? Anybody know what that's called?
Chozeveniya.
Obviously, the Rashba is applying the principle of Chozeveniya. Oh, now this makes sense according to the Rashba. Why? Because Rashba holds that you have a tam that's asur. Ella, what? It could be bottle in a tarovas. What kind of bittul are you applying here? According to the Rashba, again, bittul berov. Well, whenever you have bittul berov, we have chozeveniya. That's the principle of chozeveniya. Chozeveniya applies whenever there's bittul berov.
Well, why not also bittul b'shishim? That's the chozeveniya b'shishim by tam.
Okay, it could be that if the tam gets very strong, then you could apply chos of a deer. But certainly, you have to agree with me that in the case of bitul v'rov, klar, there's no question about it, that if now you add iser, you're going to say chos of a deer. So if the Rashba understands that no sein tam lefgam is only mutter midin bitul v'rov, so then if this tam pogum later on becomes a tam l'shvach, then I'm going to apply the principle of chos of a deer. However, let's understand what the Ran would say about this. The Ran is saying that no sein tam lefgam is not mutter midin bittul, but it's mutter mitzad atzmo. If it's mutter mitzad atzmo, then there's no way that the Ran would apply the din of chos of a deer. Something that's mutter mitzad atzmo is not chos of a deer. Let me just quote to you a Gemara. Right, so what I'm saying is that you can't, if it was pogum mitchilaso, it doesn't become osur when it becomes a tam l'shvach later on.
I just happen to be looking at
go ahead, I'm sorry.
There's something from that point of view that the shay was for sure to be as machmir l'shvach, if not more machmir l'shvach. Right? The first one here seem to be explaining. There's this Pri Chadash, it seems to be saying, like everyone's quoting, there's Machmir Shekel and Pri Chadash, they're all quoting this Pri Chadash that says that you should be Machmir
against the Shach.
Against the Shach.
I'll tell you why. But you want to be Machmir against the Shach? Because the halacha of Tam Lefgam, if it changes from Pgam to Shvach, is halacha in Shiurim. If it's halacha in Shiurim, that means that if I have a tam lefgam that's going to convert into a tam leshvach, that's not a tam lefgam at all. Do you follow me? So if it's not a tam lefgam, then it should also be also mitchilaso. And the shach is very difficult. The shach says that it's only asur.
The shach has a totally different approach. It doesn't say anything about
correct. The shach is operating with dinei bittul, right. And therefore the shach says that if it started leshvach, then right, it's not bittul. You can't create a bittul once the tarovus emerges. Right. Because you have to have bitul b'tchilas hatarovus. Now the Rashba flips it around the other way, and he comes to the following conclusion, that in the case where there was bitul because it was tchilas of b'pgam, so it was batel, but now it became l'shvach, so now we're going to apply the principle of chos of v'nir. But chos of v'nir is not l'mafreya, we're not going to go back to the time that it fell into the tarovus. So that's the shach shita. But I just want to point out that this shach would make absolutely no sense according to the Ran. How much time do I have? Oh, I have a few more minutes. What I want to try to prove to you is that this shach would make no sense according to the Ran, and that's going to really give me a tremendous headache. Why? Because the Mechaber paskins like the Ran. How do I know that the Mechaber paskins like the Ran? Correct, in Hilchos Pesach, because the Mechaber paskins that no sein tam lefgam is matir chametz b'tarovas on Pesach, and that can't be based on bittul. It must be based on the Ran. Then no sein tam lefgam is heter b'fnei atzmo. However, the logic of the shach here could only make sense according to the Rashba, which is very odd because the shach is trying to say this into the Rashba. But wait a second, you know, I'm jumping ahead of myself. So let me try to slow down and try to prove to you that the logic of the shach is inapplicable if you hold like the Ran. The logic of the shach would only make sense if you started with the tarovus of yovesh b'yovesh and you had something called heter, and then you applied bittul, and now you have reason to say chozer v'nir. That makes sense according to the Rashba, because the Rashba is operating here with no sein tam lefgam as a bittul situation, and now we're going to say chozer v'nir. However, let's look at the Ran. The Ran is talking about something that because it's no sein tam lefgam, it's heter. If something that's heter, then what made it into heter? Because it was no sein tam lefgam. If the no sein tam lefgam made it into heter, it's not going to be chos of v'nir. Only in dinei bittul do you have chos of v'nir. But you're not going to say chos of v'nir on something that's mutter mitzad atzmo. And I just want to prove this to you. There's a famous sugya in Masechta Tmura. Again, I'm not a baki in Tmura, but this sugya is very famous. This is the famous sugya called Yotze Min Aser Aser. So what happens is, you have a Beitzas Trefa, correct? And now, after the egg was laid, the beitza opens up, and you have an afroch. And the question is, what's the status of that afroch that came from a beitzas treifa? And the Gemara says here in Tmura on Daf Lamed Aleph that kuli avlo pligi, everybody agrees that the afroch is mutter. Why is the afroch mutter? So the Gemara says the following. With regard to the afroch that comes from a beitza, emas godla, at what point does the afroch emerge as a separate entity from the beitza? So the Gemara says that in stage number one is misracha. Right? That's the same word we've been using here in our sugiv nosin tam lefkam. It was misracha. So meikara, the egg becomes misracha, becomes repulsive. It's putrid. With the asracha, once it's in that stage of asracha, afra bialmahu. And then the afroch pops out of this egg when it develops. Now, why is this afroch mutter? You're going to tell me because the beitza itself was is misracha, and therefore it had the status of afra bialmah. But wait a minute, sofa lashbiach. Why don't we apply the principle of chos eridiyah? The answer is that since it's afra bialmah, it's heter gomor. The same thing should apply according to the Ran in the case of Nosin Tam Lefgam. If Nosin Tam Lefgam is heter gomer because the Tam Pogu makes it into heter b'fnei atzmo, then you would never apply the principle of Chozer v'Niyar. How then can the Ran justify that in the case with Sofo Lashbiach, it becomes also for the time of Lashbach? Again, if the Ran would have said l'mafreya that this Tam, the Pogum, is Asur. And why is it Asur? Because it's Sofo Lashbiach. That would be a Shiurim. That would be an indication that the barometer is that this is not a Tam Pogum because it's Sofo Lashbiach. But that's not what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying it becomes Asur when it's Mashbiach. So he must be operating with the Rashba's frame of reference that Nosein Tam Lefgam is Mutu Mitzad Bittel, and if it's Mutu Mitzad Bittel, now we're going to say Chos of Aniyah. Why? Because now it's Mashbiach. But that doesn't make any sense at all according to the Ran. So now I'm really stuck. Now, and again, I don't know what the Prima Gadim says here. I didn't get a chance to look. But I'm hoping that you'll find this in the Prima Gadim. And if you don't find it, we're going to write that paragraph in the Prima Gadim. What do I mean? The Ran is involved in a stira minei. I'm sorry. The Shach is involved in a stira minei ube. Because on the one hand, the Shach is commenting on the Mechaber, and he's telling us that when the Mechaber says that if it's Sofo Lashbiach, it becomes also from the time that it's Mashbiach, which means that he's operating with a principle in Bittel called Chozer V'Niyar, and he's accepting the Sheet of the Rashba. But if you would accept the Sheet of the Ran, then there's no way that you could say it became Asur at the time it's Mashbiach. You only have one choice. And that is to say that it became Asur from the time that it was a Tam Pogum and the Tarovas was generated. Because at that moment in time, I'm going to shatz up this Tam Pogum as a Tam L'Shvach because it's Omeg Liyo Shvach. And that's exactly the way the Ran would learn this halacha. And therefore, it's also from the get-go, the moment that this Tam Pogum gets mixed up in the Tarovas. Why? Because it's Sofo Lashbiach. And if you ask me, who does the Machaber accept in the Machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba? The answer is he accepts the Ran Shita. And how do I know this from the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim? From the fact that the Machaber Paskins that Nosein Tam Lefgam is mutter in Chometz, it means that he's accepting the Ran, that Nosein Tam Lefgam is heter b'fnei atzmo, and you don't need bittel. The Ramah was the one who was machmir Nosein Tam Lefgam in Chometz, because the Ramah held, like the Rashba, that Nosein Tam Lefgam is iser b'fnei atzmo, it's not like Nevelu Shein Arui Lager at all, because it's Royal Achilas Adam, and it's only a din that the Tam doesn't generate an Isur in the Taroves because it's basically like Yavesh because it's Nosein Tam Lefgam. If that be the case, I need to get rid of the Isur from this Taroves. How do I get rid of the Isur? Through Bittul Barov. As I do it in Yavesh B'Yavesh. If that be the case, then there's no way that you can apply the principle of Nosein Tam Lefgam in the case of Chometz or Pesach. So I leave this shach for you as a tzarech iu. All right, then, Rabos, I will stop you.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much.
The case of the Gemara, it became Afro Balmanash.
Did I stay? I hope I stuck within my time. I try and always succeed. And also, I wanted to always add some divrei chizuk, but that hasn't happened.
The shir is the chizuk.
Yeah.
It's completely nothing.
You can't say chos v'dir on something that's awful. Right. You know, you can't all of a sudden become a kept to the surah when it's awful.
So really, we've got a kasha straight from on the shach, straight from the Gemara, even without any other hashbonos. The shach is a direct steer to the Gemara.
Why?
Just between the two, right? The shach says if you got a kam v'aser v'shbiyah, then it will become aser, and the Gemara says it'll be mutter.
Ah.
Right, and they're talking about two different levels of Afra Ba'alma. The Gemara's talking about something which became Afra Ba'alma Mamash, that it wasn't even Roy for Kelet, it wasn't Roy anything.
Right.
So that I understand, you can't change it into this afterward. In the case of the Shach, as far as the Tavroibus was concerned, it was Pagam.
Right.
Now I can understand that can change and become Shvach afterward. It didn't go through a stage that it was absolutely nothing, it was Afra Mamash.
Right, right. But the Bechavit does say that Tam Pogum that becomes a Tam Mushvach is also. The Shach is Mechadish, it only becomes also after it's Mashbiyah before. Right. It's not the potential, it's not anticipatory, right. It's actual.
Right.
Now, this I want to read.
Oh, yeah, I'll
Thank you so much.